morning, everybody. Carson Horton on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Dana Murphy, a fifth-generation Oklahoman. From my family's farm and ranch in northwest Oklahoma to my home in Edmond, I uniquely understand both rural and urban Oklahoma. I'm a problem solver, and I get things done. I'll partner with our next governor to create lasting solutions for the budget, education, and the economy. With your vote, I'll get our state back on track. It's time for something different.
Real experience, real results. Dana Murphy, conservative Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Dana Murphy 2018.
Her name is Kathy Costello.
Voters in Oklahoma are faced with serious decisions on June 26th. Should we elect the same politicians who have gotten us where we are? Or is it time to elect new leaders determined to move Oklahoma in a better direction? I'm Kathy Costello. Join me at the polls June 26th to demand a bright future for Oklahoma.
Vote for Kathy Costello.
For Labor Commish.
Jobs for gals and fellows.
Authorized and paid for by Kathy Costello for Labor Commissioner 2018.
China has implemented $50 billion worth of tariffs on American goods. On Monday, President Donald Trump upped the ante. He is directing the U.S. Trade Representative to identify an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods for additional tariffs of 10%. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says those tariffs will go into effect if China refuses to change its trade practices. Navarro says if China once again retaliates this action with more tariffs, the administration will respond.
It's very unfortunate that instead of eliminating these unfair trade practices, China said it intends to impose unjustified tariffs targeting U.S. workers, farmers, ranchers, and businesses. At the president's direction, USTR is preparing the proposed tariffs to offset China's actions, unquote.
Navarro calls this week's decision by President Trump, quote, visionary and courageous.
By firmly addressing China's unfair trade practices, President Trump is demonstrating a special kind of courage, notably absent in his predecessors. Since China joined the World Trade Organization in 2001, the working men and women of America have watched as more than 70,000 factories and millions of manufacturing jobs had moved offshore. President Trump's actions are also visionary. China has targeted America's industries of the future, and President Trump understands better than anyone that if China successfully captures these emerging industries of the future, America will have no economic future, while its national security will be severely compromised.
Navarro says a White House report issued Tuesday will thoroughly document Chinese theft of American technology. Navarro says several times during the call that President Trump would have the backs of Americans who were negatively affected by the trade dispute with China. Navarro was asked to give more specifics on how that would be accomplished.
President Trump will have the backs of all Americans who may be targeted by Chinese actions. And with respect to the farmers in Iowa or any other state, Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, and his assistant Ray Starling have been working on measures that will have the backs of farmers. This is not the appropriate time to reveal those on a call like this, but I can assure you that we are not unprepared and that President Trump, with courageous public servants like Sonny Perdue, will be there for the American farmers.
Navarro says our phone lines are always open, but says there aren't any plans for immediate talks with the Chinese government. You got farm news on Ron.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. My family and I take pride in providing you and your families with safe, wholesome, and let's not forget, delicious dairy foods. Join us in celebrating all things dairy this June Dairy Month. Learn more about dairy farm families and get to know the people behind your milk at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.